It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 712. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name's Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also Facebook, facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial, and you can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. I have slightly different show tonight. We're going to talk about the new computer build that Carrie Holzman will be doing for me. I'm going to go over the components. I'm going to have links in the show notes to Amazon for each of the components. Then it's going to be a day in the life of MHS Consulting. My day-by-day work and story since the last show that I did on Sunday, the 24th of November. And I have lots of interesting stories. And then we're going to wrap up with a curveball thrown me on Monday for work that's going to be happening on Saturday and why the curveball. And then I have a client problem that they've been suffering with for a few months. It's an annoyance. But when I describe what's going on, I need your help because I have never seen anything like this. Let's start out. You hear me all the time mention our Amazon link for contributing to the show. You go to the show notes, you can click on the link, it'll take you to Amazon. Anything you then add to your cart, Carrie Holzman and I split the affiliate money. Now, what some of you don't know, we get paid 2 months later. So anything you buy using our link in November, we're not going to see that till February. And that's fine. So we're working 2 months back. So Carrie had a great idea. He was ready to send me via PayPal my cut. And he says, Mike, it's time for you to get a new system. Let me build it. Let's pick all the parts together. We'll use the commissions from the affiliate money from Amazon for me. And the 1 month doesn't pay for it all. So it's going to take also whatever payments coming in December. And hopefully that'll cover it. That's how I'm putting back into the show. I really need a new system. Carrie built this one, I think it was like 7-8 years ago. So the system's starting to show its age here. And I do need the power as I'm going to be doing better video. I need to be able to process the audio where right now, anybody who watches Tech Vets, when I go to process the audio, it takes 100% of my CPU. I have a nice Core i5. I have 32 gigs of RAM in my current system, but it's showing its age. What components did we pick? First, the case. Corsair Carbide Series 200R. Carrie recommended that. I looked at it. It's clean. It's simple. I like it. There was another one that he did in one of his builds that you cannot put an optical drive in. So to me, I couldn't do it because I have to put my optical drive in. There are still too many things that I'm handed, a DVD or a CD. I still work with them. Not all the time. But it's still enough that I got to have an optical drive that's quickly available. So the Corsair Carbide 200R. Power supply, Corsair RM750. 50X. So modular power supply. Carrie wanted me to get smaller. I wanted to go bigger than 750, so we settled on 750. The motherboard, Gigabyte Z390 Aorus, A-O-R-U-S Pro. Now, I'm going by the Carrie's recommendation. I'm not up on the latest, greatest motherboards. Now, this has built-in Wi-Fi. It was a Black Friday special, and I don't need Wi-Fi, but it's nice to have just in case. If I need to, my desktop's not going to be moving around, but it has enough of the USB ports that I want. It has enough slots, perfect motherboard, and that's the Gigabyte Z390. Now, what about the CPU? Intel Core i9-9900K Coffee Lake, which is 8 core, 16 threads, 3.6 gigahertz, and I think I can ramp it up to 5, which I probably will not overclock, but had wanted to go Core i9. Carrie wanted to go Core i7, and I was like, no, I want the threads because of some of the software that I'm using. So 8 core, 16 threads, that's going to be a kick butt system. He recommended for the CPU cooler the Mugen, M-U-G-E-N, 5 Revision B CPU cooler, RAM. We were going to go with 32 gig with just 2 16 sticks. And at the end, we decided, you know, why hold this guy back? Let's go for 64 gig of RAM. And that's the Corsair Vengeance RAM. Now, what is the boot disk? Do I want pure speed or size? What I'm doing is going for speed. The boot drive is going to be a Samsung 970 EVO Plus M2 2280 1 terabyte PCIe Generation 3 NVMe. So a terabyte M2 NVMe drive on the motherboard, and that's going to be the boot disk. That's the system that's going to ship. Now, I'm going to add components when it gets here. The video card that's currently in my system, I replaced only about a year ago, and it's the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 6 gig. So that video card is running fine. I hate the driver issues with Windows 10, but other than that, I am going to take out the video card from this machine and put it in. I'm also going to add the following three drives from my current system. I have a really nice Samsung 2 terabyte SSD that I use for most of my data that I'm working with. So I'm going to move that into the system. And then I have a big NAS 6 terabyte Western Digital drive in my system that's sort of the junk drive that holds movies and music before I move it to the server. It's a dumping ground that I don't have to worry about. Speed isn't a big problem. So I have a Western Digital 6 terabyte Pro NAS drive. So it's 7200 RPM. And that's in my system, and I'm going to transfer that. And then I have a Blu-ray CD writer burner that I will move for my optical drive, and I'll put that in. So that's going to be the new system, and it will be in hopefully a couple weeks. Carrie's going to definitely do a video, so you can actually see him building my system, and then he'll ship that. I'm hoping he'll be shipping that next week. So figure, you know, it'll take a week to get from Arizona to Pennsylvania. And let's see how much it is. Maybe we can do 2-day FedEx, but I think that would cost a lot. The weight's not going to be a problem because there's no big drives. We don't have to worry about a video card snapping. So we're less concerned of the shipping of this system than we were in the past where, you know, the nice video card in the system, you could always have problems with shipping. So when I get that, you'll know, because the first show that I'm going to be doing, you know, I will announce, you know, that I'm on the system, or maybe that day, whenever it is, I'll maybe do something that night. But that's not all the work. I realize there's a lot of software that I have serial numbers, that I have logins and passwords for, that I have to make sure that I have, and I'm ready to do a transfer to a new computer. And it's been a long time since I've done that. So I started an Excel spreadsheet. I made a list of all the programs I'm going to be installing, and I'm starting to search emails and get serial numbers and whatever login info. Like, I'm going to have to remove the Adobe Acrobat DC that I pay annually, because I have that on two systems. So I have it on my main laptop and then my main system. So I'll have to deactivate it for this computer so I can light up and put it on the new system. So there's a lot of things like that. QuickBooks Online has their own app. I got to put that on. I'm not worried about all the settings and data from this system because I'll use FABs. As a matter of fact, this is a great reason that I can take FABs and I'll save it all to that 6 terabyte drive where I still got plenty of room. And then when that's in the system and I boot up, I'll be able to put it back and easily get my settings back. So I will take advantage of FABs to help me get back in order. I'm going to make a major change in Office. Right now, on my main system, I still use Office 2010. Now, I am an Office 365 owner, and I can put it on 5 machines, and I put that on other machines. Not my main system that I got to use and live with every day. I hate Outlook 365. I still love my Outlook 2010. But since we're starting out fresh, new system, I'm going to add Office 365. And almost all my clients are that. Well, they're either Office 2010 or they're Office 365. And so it's starting to mount more of the Office 365. Now, remember, Office 2010 is still good for updates until October 2020. So we still have almost a full year left in being able to use Office 2010. And I have a ton of clients. So I see next summer is going to be a lot of work getting everybody on board to Office 365. So that's where I got to have proper reseller set up so I can easily migrate my clients from Office 2010. And get them right to Office 365. Now, after that, then it's hooking up the mixer, getting cameras set up, getting the drivers, which I'll have everything downloaded for anything I need, like for the NVIDIA card, and make sure I got the latest, greatest of everything. So I'm really excited about this, and it's nice looking forward to a faster system. But I wanted to let everybody know who's listening that this is where your support helps put back into that something that I can really, really use. So I'll keep everybody posted. And again, I could not do this if it wasn't for your support in using our Amazon link. It makes a big difference for Carrie, so he can get nicer cameras. We get to put back into the show and into the equipment. The next thing I'm going to do is put it into, you'll see the video get better and better as I will try to, I don't think I'll be able to match Carrie because he spends $2,500 a camera. And I know he's hoping for 3 camera views. That's $7,500. So I just don't see that happening. I am not that video conscious except for when I'm going to be doing a Tech Vets, and I do want good video, be able to do more shows with Carrie. So on to the stories from the trenches, utilities, lessons learned, everything from the last show. Show 711 was recorded on Sunday, November 24th. So Monday and Tuesday, the 25th and 26th, my son and I were just upgrading systems to Windows 10. Laptops being dropped off at the house. I was taking care of a lot of in-place upgrades. We're putting a solid-state drive in and upgrading. Just a ton of upgrades. This is our time. If you are in the business, this is your time. It's these next couple, it's now December, and then you only got a couple weeks into January. And of course, the stragglers, everybody who is not upgraded to Windows 10, just from a compliance standpoint, I am booking us every day. Now, my son is on vacation. He drove down to Florida with a good friend of his and went to the Eagles game last Sunday in Miami. So they were staying at his friend's parents' place in Daytona. So my son's currently in Florida. So the last day before Thanksgiving, my son and I was at a real estate title insurance company all day doing maintenance, new systems, new switch because they finished the construction where they were expanding and they had 32 new drops added for the expansion. So we put a nice switch in the core, made sure everything's tested. Then they have an old area that's still active. And what I intend to do is get another Netgear switch that has the fiber ports. And then I'm going to have the cable person run fiber between the two switches. So we're going to have 20 to 30 existing drops on the old existing side and then the new side. So we're going to have two 48 port gig Netgear switches with fiber capability and then connect the two via fiber. And this is starting to turn out to be a very big client where they started out pretty small and they are growing leaps and bounds. And I'm so glad to see that. And we'll grow out the IT with them. So we were literally there all day. We started at 8 a.m. and we didn't get home till like 7 o'clock at night. So it was a long day, the day before Thanksgiving. So now, Black Friday. I'm by myself, and I have to take care of a big client whose wife is the photographer that uses the Mac, and I've always had different stories relating to that. She really needed hands-on training and tutorial on how to offload properly her camera cards for pictures. Now, her existing iMac is running out of space, and we have an external drive that I had to show her how to take them, get them to that drive, and then from the drive into Adobe Lightroom. There are reasons there. I know I'm going to get an email saying, Mike, you could just import that directly into Adobe Lightroom. She cannot handle that. So there are some, I am dealing also with user capability and how much she can do. She's a great photographer, but technologically challenged. So we got to do one thing at a time. And there's a reason I need those files on that external drive as she builds PowerPoint presentations and she can drag and drop those photos right into PowerPoint because she gives many, many presentations. So I did put a lot of thought into this and we went over detailed step-by-step instructions that I wrote out. And hopefully I'll check in with her in another couple of days. But I spent a few hours on Black Friday. Now, her husband, who is the CEO of one of my clients, they have another building near their house that needed a large TV that they could do presentations on. They used to have a smart board. I missed that. And they ended up donating that to a school. I wish they had that smart board back. Something I learned, and I've been kind of away from the, I guess, the latest and greatest for TVs. The latest Samsung models have Apple TV built in. Now, since this is an Apple ecosystem in that building where the presentations are going to be from an iMac or a MacBook or an iPad, that is going to make life easy. So they're working with an installer who's going to put the 85-inch or 82-inch Samsung TV. They're going to run HDMI cables to a couple places. And we talked about how everything's going to be done. And I guess I was kind of signing off on what the recommendations were. That was really good. Something else I forgot to mention that Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and this will be more stories down the road, I did a walkthrough of a new construction house that's going to be a smart house. And I'm working with the contractor. I was brought in to give all of the IT advice, where they literally have an IT closet in the basement that's going to be like a server room that we're looking. This is just a regular house, and we're looking at 35 network drops in the house, including a Ubiquiti Wi-Fi that's going to be throughout the house, and it's going to be an Amazon automated. So I'll start to talk about that as we go further into the build out of that. So I had to meet with the contractor, the interior designer, the electrician. We brought in a security camera expert for, they're going to be doing all the cameras. And then I had to make sure, you know, we got PoE switch that's going to be available, the DVR that's going to be doing all the recordings. That'll be fun. So I will share a lot of that. Saturday was an email migration follow-up that the client, I did that migration a week before the Friday before Thanksgiving. I talked about that in the last show when I did the show on Sunday. Well, this was a follow-up where he had some more questions and there were some more things I needed to do with the different outlooks. So on different systems. So I spent a lot of time on Saturday doing that. Monday of this week was just nonstop from 8 a.m. phone ringing off the hook, my cell phone and helping people. This is where I really missed having my son in the office. I had almost every client checking in with some kind of a little issue. Here was the biggest one out of that day, and I want to share how I solved it. One client has NetX 360. They're a financial advisor, so a lot of you may be familiar with that. And one of the things that they tried to do when they opened it up, it wouldn't work. They tried to uninstall it. It wouldn't uninstall. Kept getting an error. They tried to reinstall over top of it. So the tech support from NetX 360 said, you got to get your IT guy to figure out what's going on with this computer. Now, even though it wouldn't uninstall properly, Revo Uninstaller Portable to the rescue. I picked it. It still failed when it tried to run the uninstaller, but I said advanced. I said do a deep, deep analysis of all of the settings relating to that program. Select it all, delete it. Kept going, select all, delete. Then reboot it. And we were able to perfectly install the program. If you're having trouble uninstalling, doesn't mean you can't get rid of it. You can rip it out. And Revo Uninstaller did the job. So now, Tuesday, I guess the biggest story out of there was a client who relies on Dropbox for syncing their files from the store that they have and their home machine. So they have two laptops that stay in place the whole time, and they use Dropbox to share the files, and one critical file, an update to it, didn't get saved properly. We don't know how. We don't know what went wrong. Well, I do know what went wrong, because the next day on Wednesday, I was able to log in. We went looking, and I even went to Dropbox and tried to go to previous versions. So one of the nice things about Dropbox, if you right-click, you can view older versions of that file. And then we restored them and looked at them, and it wasn't it. So here's what we found. When I searched the system at the office, at her store, which she wasn't there, so I couldn't log in. So I logged in, got connected with Instant House Call. I searched the drive for that word within the file name, and I found it. It accidentally got saved in the downloads, not Dropbox. So a user error, but we were able to find it, and that was great. But the main point here is take advantage of versions. And that's a conversation I'm going to have tomorrow with a client where we're going to be talking about the cloud backup, and we're going to be talking about different what they require on versioning of their files. So this is an attorney, and that's going to be very, very important. So Wednesday, yesterday, cleaning systems remotely. I spent the whole day cleaning systems. A lot of them, the CPU was being just sucked into 60, 70% of the CPU with Windows updates. But I went to the Windows update, and all it was sitting at was required a restart. But there were several systems yesterday that updates were killing the computers, and we rebooted, and then I did some basic cleaning. And then last night, person from my BNI chapter needed assistance. Their system was running real slow, and just running Adware Cleaner and getting that found like a couple dozen items. Then running Malwarebytes made them get the premium. Malwarebytes ran that, 24 items detected, quarantined them, rebooted. System was like new. So here's what happened. He went searching for a program that could take the YouTube video and save it. And it was that moment when he let the floodgates, and he knew it, and all this other stuff started installing and coming down and pop-ups. And then something else I put in there, and you should really look into Browser Guard for Firefox and Chrome at Malwarebytes. And I've talked about this in the past. That's also nice to stop in-place problems with Chrome, where if someone tries to go to a site or an unwanted program, or, you know, that pop out that comes out and says, you know, this it's an 8, call this 800 number, your Microsoft is now not activated. So I'm starting to add that more and more to browsers. I want to go back to Monday for a minute. I get a call from one of our clients, and I knew they were going to be moving. They're at a big building, and they're only one office on one floor, that there's many other companies on that floor. But it's a pretty big, they have a pretty big office. And the property management company wants that location and is willing to build out anything they need. And this is a few months ago, another area in the building, but there's contractor delays. And now the property management company goes to the owner of this business and says, we need you out by Saturday. Whatever it takes, they're paying for it. So they're going to be paying for me. And, well, wait a second. My son Michael's not going to be back yet from Florida. So we deputized my middle son Ryan, who will be helping me. We got to move them to a temporary space. So I kid you not, when I say I am setting up a coat hanger network, because it's just for a few weeks, but they got to move. They have movers ready. And here's the amazing thing. The owner convinced and got Verizon to come out on Saturday with, we're talking 5-day notice, not even a full 5 days. And Verizon's going to meet me out there on Saturday. Let's hope they show and everything, because that's a showstopper. for their Fios, but they're going to move the Fios down to this other suite. I'm going to run cables. So this is my dilemma, and this came up, the company Micro Center came up in the pre-show. I was supposed to get a whole lot of large cables from Amazon that I ordered, and it's delayed. They didn't get delivered today. Now, I hope they're going to come tomorrow, but I can't be without these cables. I have 10 100-foot cables. I have 50-foot cables. So I'm going to be going to, I want to see that they're going to be, that the Amazon order is out for delivery. But I have a sneaking suspicion that something's wrong with this order because I absolutely have to have it by tomorrow. And I'm not going to take any chance. So I'm going to go to Micro Center, which is in St. David's, PA, which it's a little drive, but I can go there. I'm going to buy them out of cables. Then I got to go to Lowe's because I would rather not use the coat hanger. I would rather use some kind of a clip that can go onto the drop ceiling. We don't want to permanently run any wires. We don't even want to run it through the drop ceiling. It's not worth it. They're not going to be there long enough. So we got to run a temporary wiring. And this brings up some interesting stories from my past when I was working on the side, when I was in the corporate world. I'm not very political, and you don't hear me talk about politics because you're not supposed to. But years ago, when Ed Rendell was running for governor of Pennsylvania, his chief of staff, his campaign manager, was good friends with a friend of mine, and they got hit with horrible infections on their server. And I basically volunteered to be, I was the network administrator for Rendell for governor. And that was just my time, and it was a donation. I didn't get the bill. But one of the things when that was done and he got elected governor, I went to the chief of staff and said, you could do me a favor. Recommend me to other candidates that need network assistance, and I'll help them, but I got to be able to bill them. And he said, you got it. So I started working with coat hanger networks. That's where when during a campaign, when it's getting crunch time and they start bringing on more and more volunteers, they rent computers and they just put them everywhere. And we got to drop a line. But you don't want to run the line. They're not even going to be in that space that long. So you literally, on the drop ceiling, you put a coat hanger and you run the lines through it and drop them down. And I got very good at building out temporary disposable network infrastructures for political candidates. And I started to get, and it was great because I was able to do that on nights and weekends. And that's like a whole, I could do multiple shows on the stories from that. So it was a great way to get some experience with networking. And that was a long time ago. So anyway, I'm going to be doing that on Saturday, which is getting them up and running into a temporary space. And then we're going to have to move them again when the final space is ready. So we're going to have to go back, move them again. And oh, well, as long as someone's paying for it, whatever it takes. So that is going to be my Saturday. A couple final stories that I have to share. One, the music that you hear, I always use Soundbite from Black Cat Systems. It's a cart player that I love, and it's on my iMac to my right. Well, I don't know what made me do it when I was doing so much work yesterday with clients, remote work, and especially when you're just sitting there watching systems just doing the cleaning, I decided to kick off the Catalina update to go from Mojave to Catalina on my iMac. And that went well, took forever, except no longer use of Soundbite. Now I was able to go on and buy the new version and it's beta. So I'm so glad they have a beta version that's 64-bit. Here's the lesson and the warning. Anybody that's going to Catalina, there will no longer be able to run 32-bit apps at all. So if you're working with a client and they launch a program on the Mac that currently they're not at Catalina, and it reads a message that this program is not optimized for the OS, but it'll still run, that means it's 32-bit, and they're giving you a warning. That program will no longer work when you upgrade to Catalina. So be aware that your apps must all be 64-bit or they just won't launch. And my cart player for Soundbite, I almost didn't have for tonight. And it's like the only app I really run other than Office 365 on my iMac. I mean, maybe Evernote and a browser. And it's mostly just a big cart player, an experience for me that gives me the Mac OS X experience so I can help other clients. I'll use myself as a guinea pig on utilities or any kind of printing or networking. And I always want to be at the latest, greatest, because that's what clients are going to be faced with. And just learning what I just learned, I now get to warn people, hey, this is what we got to look out for. A question that I need help with. This is the strangest story that I have heard in a long time. My client's been dealing with this annoyance for a few months. They have just a peer-to-peer network. They're all Windows 10 Pro. They have a Synology at the core for just shared files. There's one user that when they change the background on their computer, it changes the background on every computer in the office. How can that be? I am stumped. I haven't researched it enough, but I'm looking for someone that, hey, it's this, Mike. I've ran into that. It's what I love sharing, so you don't have to worry about things like that. I need assistance on what could that be. And Rick, if you're listening, and he will be, I told him today, I said, I'm going to talk about your problem tonight. And let's get some response. And he loved it. He's like, great. So I need some help. Why? Now, as the users change their background, it'll stay and it doesn't change anybody else's. But it's just this one user. What could be controlling that? They're totally different local profiles. There's no, now, if there was a domain controller involved and there was some other things going on, yes, I could see. But I don't get it. I don't know. That's the strangest thing. Need some help with that. Email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. And I'll tell you what, you solve that, I will connect you with something. I will reward you. And then I'll share what that solution is. Real quick, as I wrap up, next week's show is December 12th. That's Thanksgiving. It is Frank Sinatra's birthday. So I'm going to do something special in the post show. I will have my new turntable and a brand new Sinatra Christmas vinyl that one of my sons gave me for a birthday a couple weeks ago, present, and I will play that, and I will have a vinyl cam, and we're going to have great vinyl celebrating Frank Sinatra, his birthday, and ringing the Christmas holidays. So join me next Thursday. We'll start 7:30 for the show, and then a post show. We're not going to go too long in the post show, probably like an hour or so, because I got a big telephone migration, of course, on Friday the 13th. I can't wait for that. That's it. Remember, the best way to help us, Carrie Holzman and myself, use the Amazon link, especially now for the holidays. You're going to be buying something. How about that Amazon gift card stocking stuffer? Because you can't think of anything else. Use our Amazon link. Go click that. It'll bring you back to Amazon. Your price stays the same. Then go add it to your cart. When you check out, we will get a small percentage commission as an affiliate. And Carrie and I split that. And you see, we're putting it to good use. As I talked about the whole beginning of the show, for getting the new system, it really helps us. Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, can't live without it. Using it all the time. Of course, we thank Instant House Call for being our sponsor for remote access. all this remote work that I've been doing this week, how do I do it? Well, instant house call. It saves me. I can sit here and remote in and be working on up to 10 systems at the same time. Now, I mentally can't. I found my mental capacity for being able to split is 6 simultaneous sessions at the same time. My brain can't handle any more than 6. So might be able to do 10, but 6, that's about all I can handle. I've never lit up more than that. But go to instanthousecall.com. Remember, use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. That's it. See everybody back here next Thursday, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.